Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's nuclear power ambitions was announced recently, with the Central Electricity Authority chairperson revealing a roadmap to achieve 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047. But why does this matter, and what are the implications of such an ambitious target? First, let us consider the context of this announcement. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, which proposed to expand the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850 seats and operationalize the Women's Reservation Act based on the 2011 census, was defeated in the Lok Sabha on 17 April 2026. The bill received 298 votes in favor and 230 against, which is well short of the 352 votes required for the special majority under Article 368. This is the first constitutional amendment defeat for the Modi government in 12 years and reflects the federal equity concerns of southern and northeastern states. What makes this significant is that the defeat of the 131st Amendment Bill has major implications for the women's quota law, which was supposed to be implemented nationwide. However, the center has formally notified the operationalization of the Constitution 106th Amendment Act, 2023, also known as the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, in the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Puducherry on 17 April. With the failure of the 131st Amendment, full national implementation continues to depend on the post-census delimitation exercise. Now, let us turn to the nuclear power roadmap. The Central Electricity Authority chairperson, Ghanashyam Prasad, announced that India targets scaling nuclear capacity from the current 8.8 gigawatts to 100 gigawatts by 2047, a more than tenfold expansion. Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, or NPCIL, is expected to provide 54 gigawatts through indigenous pressurized heavy water reactors, light water reactors, and international cooperation. The roadmap requires new legislation, including amendments to the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, streamlined procedures, and private sector entry. Crucially, the 500 MV prototype fast breeder reactor, or PFBR, at Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, attained first criticality on 6 April 2026, a milestone in India's three-stage nuclear program conceptualized by Dr. Homi Bhabha. The PFBR uses plutonium-uranium mixed oxide fuel and a sodium coolant and is designed to breed more fissile material than it consumes, moving India towards stage 2 of its nuclear program. Moving on to the environment and ecology, India has formally withdrawn its bid to host the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, Conference of Parties, COP33, scheduled for 2028. The bid was originally announced by PM Modi at COP28 in Dubai in December 2023. South Korea and the Korean province of Jeollanam-do have expressed interest in hosting. The decision raises questions about India's climate leadership ambitions and the Global South host rotation. And here is something that surprises many students: the All India Council for Technical Education, or AICTE, launched the third edition of the Vani scheme to strengthen Indian languages in technical education. The scheme aligns with the National Education Policy 2020 mandate of mother tongue instruction in higher education and supports translation of technical content into 12+ Indian languages. Now, let us look at the international relations aspect. India and China held bilateral consultations under the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, framework on April 16-17, 2026. The first such bilateral after the Ladakh disengagement framework concluded in late 2024. The meeting signals continued normalization of ties without prejudicing India's outstanding boundary concerns under the Special Representatives Mechanism. It is worth pausing here to note that the Meghalaya State Cabinet approved official administrative recognition for indigenous languages Khasi and Garo on 16 April 2026. While both languages are widely spoken, with Khasi spoken by approximately 14 lakh speakers and Garo by approximately 10 lakh speakers, neither is yet in the 8th schedule of the Constitution. The state-level recognition is a step toward eventual 8th schedule inclusion, a long-standing demand from the Northeast. The Tripura Morcha Party secured a strong second consecutive term in the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council, or TTADC, elections. TTADC is constituted under the 6th schedule of the Constitution and governs approximately 70% of Tripura's geographical area, home to indigenous Tripuri tribes. Now, let us turn to the defense and space sector. SpaceX is preparing to launch the European Space Agency's Roseline Franklin Rover to Mars in 2028, named after the British chemist whose X-ray crystallography work was foundational to DNA structure discovery. The mission resumes after multiple delays and represents continued US-Europe cooperation in deep space exploration. The United States announced plans to deploy nuclear reactors in space orbit by 2028 and on the moon by 2030, accelerating the strategic competition for cislunar dominance. This intensifies the Artemis versus International Lunar Research Station competition and creates new strategic considerations for India's Chandrayaan and Gagnyaan programs. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill was defeated in the Lok Sabha with 298 votes in favor and 230 against. The Central Electricity Authority targets 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047. The prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam attained first criticality on 6 April 2026. The All India Council for Technical Education launched the third edition of the Vani scheme to strengthen Indian languages in technical education. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill defeat has significant implications for the women's quota law and the Lok Sabha expansion. Note this carefully. The nuclear power roadmap requires new legislation and private sector entry. The Vani scheme aligns with the National Education Policy 2020 mandate of mothering instruction in higher education. In conclusion, the developments of the past week have significant implications for India's political, economic, and environmental landscape. The defeat of the 131st Amendment Bill, the nuclear power roadmap, and the withdrawal of the COP33 hosting bid all have far-reaching consequences that will shape the country's future.